Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is a reading from Exodus. God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and the fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox, or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
For our second reading, we have a reading from 1 Corinthians. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand sign, and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
All right, how many people here are readers who loves to read? All right, I want to make a confession and see if I'm not the only one. But if I'm reading, say, a book, especially mystery books or thrillers, or just something that's intense, I have this habit of flipping to the end and reading ahead. No, anybody else do this? No. Okay, we've got a few, but otherwise, a few. Okay, otherwise people are like, no. I know it's pretty big to admit this, because some people are pretty pure when they read their books. You read it all the way through, no spoilers. But there's something about me innately that makes me want to know how it's going to end. That I'm going to find out who did it, or I'm going to see that all will be well. I just need to know. And I think this says a lot about how I deal with fear, in that I don't, or doubt, in that I don't like having uncertainty, and that I like to know how things will turn out. And then luckily for us, for me, in this season of Lent, we are waiting and wandering in the season of Lent for 40 days. This is a season where our intention is to connect, deepen our relationship with God, to put other things aside. Some people give up stuff, right? Some people take on a spiritual practice. Some people do nothing, and that's fine. But this season of Lent is meant to connect and to understand a little bit of what Jesus' life means for us today. But even though we're in the midst of Lent, we have a couple weeks left to go, we know what will happen, right? We know how the story ends. We know that even as we walk through Holy Week, through Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, even though we know Jesus dies and we wait, we know the tomb is empty. We know that resurrection happens. We know that life wins. Death doesn't have the final say. And yet, here we are in the midst of Lent, right in the middle. And in the middle of our own lives, what is going on in your lives? Maybe there's some doubt about what this whole Jesus story means for you. Maybe you're trying to wrap your mind around how much God actually does love you, no matter what. Maybe you're waiting on a phone call from a doctor. Maybe you have a chronic pain, or you noticed a bump or a lump, and maybe you are waiting for that word from the scan and the test and the doctors. Maybe you're grieving. Maybe you're wondering how every day you send your kids to school and worry about their safety. Maybe you're in a relationship that's challenging, and maybe you're dealing in yourself or in a family with addiction, brokenness, challenging relationships. This is what it means to live, to walk through life as people who are people, who mess up, who love and forgive, and yet who worry and doubt and want to know what will happen. But here in the middle of our lives and in this season of Lent, we are meant to just wander, to be with God, and to remember when all else is pushed to the side, when we are in the midst of our own challenges, that God does meet us. And so as I have been reflecting on Lent, wanting to always have the answers, to try not to fear, to not doubt, I've been thinking about the sun is tempting me, and so I've been thinking about the pool. And that's where I spend lots of days with my two children at the pool in our town. And so if you've been to a pool, or if you've gone swimming maybe yourself as a kid, or growing up with your children or grandchildren, most kids, when they get to the water, it's a little bit of an acclimation, right? There are some that will just jump right in. I'm not talking about those kids right now. I'm talking about the ones who will put their feet in tentatively, their hands. It takes a little while for them to get their face underwater. Slowly, over time, they get comfortable. They start jumping in, they start swimming and splashing. And so this is where we are. I'm with my daughter when she was probably 5, 6, and we're at swim lessons. And so she's done all the things to get used to the water. We're practicing swimming. Her teacher is there encouraging her. And now on the last day, it's time for the high dive. So anyone who wants to jump off the high dive is invited to come with the teacher. And so there's my daughter, and she walks by me and she says, "Mama, I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared." But she keeps on walking. She goes to the steps. And so picture yourself, picture her, walking up a high dive ladder, probably fists clenched, step after step, not looking anywhere but right in front of you for fear of looking up and how far you have to go, for fear of down and what's to all the concrete beside you. Step after step, you get to the top of the high dive, and there you stand. There's my daughter at the top, and I think it feels like this is where we spend a lot of our lives. The top of the high dive, a little scared, unafraid or afraid to see what's to come, unsure of what will come, maybe afraid to walk forward, afraid to go back down, and yet there we are. Because we know, as we live our life day in and day out, we know we're gonna get a phone call from the doctor eventually. We know our test results may be clear, and we know they may not, or a friend may not have the same phone call that we do. We know that some relationships do break. We do know that some people are addicted, and some people have made choices in their lives that pull them away from us, and sometimes they get pulled back to us. We know day in and day out, we send ourselves, we send our kids into the world, we send them off to school, off to college, into their jobs, their careers, unable to be by their side. We're at the top. We're a little scared. And yet, so there's my daughter. She walks to the top, and she jumps. Because this is what we do. We have to jump scared. We jump scared into the unknown, into this world that is messy and challenging and full of people who we have to meet and encounter. We jump, but we know that we're caught. We know that we're not alone in our jumping, in our worrying, in our living and loving, in our going out into the world to share our gifts. We do not go alone. We may be scared, but we jump anyway. And so this season, whatever season your life is in at the moment, maybe you're in a perpetual season of Lent in which you don't know where you're going. You don't know what will come, what medical things will come. You don't know where your family will be. You don't know where your church community will look like in the next few months or years. You continue to wander, and yet we jump. We trust knowing that the cross is empty, the tomb is empty, that we know in a few weeks we will chant and sing and proclaim that Christ is risen, because this is the truth of our faith. No matter how scared we are, no matter how much we believe or doubt, we jump and we are caught. We are held in love by the God who has walked this earth, the God who walks and knows our pain and suffering, the God who knows what it is to die and to come back in life, in resurrection, and who holds us. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.